Well, the situation of these deals around these deals adds further complexity to South Sudan already fragile environment, in illustrating how external powers may exploit vulnerability. And this is something that many people are expressing about South Sudan. It's a country on its knees. It's a country that is facing multiple humanitarian crises for
So
which it
is
is
this
not
something that
ready
they're
to
taking
address
advantage
on its
of so
own.
they can dump these men, so to speak, in those terms, because there's not much the government can do or they want the
Well,
money?
I doubt if it is just the money. Because the countries are not really uniform. There are countries where people actually could get some small money. But the people behind this decision in South Sudan are very wealthy. And actually, they got into a problem because of corruptions in the past, and they had been sanctioned by the US. And they were hoping that if they could do a deal like this, those sanctions might be lifted, or at least some ease on those sanctions from the US. So it's a bit different from a country to a country, but it's the fundamental similarity is really the vulnerability of the countries that are being targeted.
Yes, we heard that there have been countries who have rejected this and they're not sending them, to Italy or to Malaysia. Melusi, Trump is not the first U.S. president to carry out deportations. We saw it under George W. Bush. We saw it under Barack Obama. But he's doing it in a very different way. Why is that?
I think, as I'd mentioned earlier, Stephanie, they are parading what it means to an American. And it goes back to this conversation around bolstering their exceptionalism, because they can see that their power is waning around the world. Nobody is taking them as serious as perhaps they would have post-Cold War. And I think they are now using these deportations as a sort of a weapon to say it costs so much to an American, and it's going to cost as much to get into a trade deal with us.